Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done, all you are doing, all you are going to do for us. And we say glory, honor, praises, and adoration be unto you and to you alone. We bless your holy name, Father, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. We thank you for your glorious and excellent plan that you have concerning our lives, our families, our nation, your church. We say glory be unto you, Lord. Daddy, accept our thanks today, accept our adoration, accept our praises in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. We say, Lord, let it bring forth salvation. Let it bring forth healing. Let it bring forth deliverance. Let it draw us closer and closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, I say you are welcome once again to this, your favorite program. And as always, I'm excited to be with you, to share the word of God with you, to bring joy, to bring peace, to bring victory to your lives. And I pray, Lord, that indeed you will experience it this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Hold On, Your Joy Is Here. Hold on, do not lose hope. Your joy is here. You will experience an abundance of the joy of the Lord. The joy of God will permeate every facet of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what you are going through right now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that there is a brighter future. There is a brighter tomorrow for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Psalm 30, and I read from verse 4 to 5. Psalm 30, reading from verse 4 to 5. The Bible says, sing praises to the Lord, O you, a saint, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes with the morning. You will experience your morning season in the mighty name of Jesus. The night season, the Lord has taken it away from you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says his favor is for a lifetime. Every day of your life, you will experience the favor of God. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I say, hold on, for the joy is here. Your joy is here. There are key things I want us to know. One of the things I want us to know, number one, is that when trouble comes, the Lord will not only provide you a shelter, but the Lord will hide you. He will hide you, will keep you away from the trouble. The book of Psalm 27, verse 5. Psalm 27 verse 5 says, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. That is the word of God for you, brothers and sisters. My God will hide you in his shelter. And that day of trouble, he will conceal you. He will put you under the cover of his tent. And he will lift you high up upon the rock. Your place is the mountain top. The Lord will take you to that mountain top. He will keep you there. He will sustain you there. He will maintain you there in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing I want you to know is that He is aware of whatever you may be going through. Whatever you are going through that you are calling trouble, the Lord Himself is aware of it. In Psalm 31 verse 7, He said, I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction and you have known the distress of my soul. Brothers and sisters, that situation you are going through right now, God is aware of it. He has seen that affliction. He has seen it. So begin to rejoice that He is aware of that situation. And because He's aware of it, He's going to take you out of it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will grant you victory. That situation will not destroy you. Rather, you will destroy the situation. You will see the end of that situation in the name of Jesus. We will rejoice with you. We will celebrate with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three thing is that He has a purpose for your life. And that purpose will only be fulfilled if you are alive. The book of Psalm 57 verse 2 to 3. Say, I cry out to God most high, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. God's purpose for your life will be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not miss His purpose for your life in the name of Jesus. You will not be distracted. Every device of the enemy to distract you from your God-chosen purpose, the Lord will grant you victory over it in the name of Jesus. Another thing I want you to know is that God will send help to you from heaven. In that verse 3 of Psalm 57, He said, He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. What a wonderful promise. The Lord will send help to you from heaven. The help from heaven will come and He will save you. He will deliver you. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will support you at all times in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that your joy is just around the corner. Do not lose hope. Do not lose hope. Very soon we will celebrate with you because you are moving into your mourning season in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number five is that He is our rock, He is our salvation. And for that reason, He will not allow us to be moved. The book of Psalm 62, reading from verse 1. He said, for God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation and my fortress. And He says, I shall not be greatly shaken. You will not be shaken. You will not move. The enemy will not move you in the name of Jesus. No matter what they may throw at you, the Lord will build His wall of protection round about you. The Lord will fortify you. He will make you impregnable to the arrows of the enemies in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is your rock. He is your rock. He is your salvation. So, you know, when you talk about rock is so solid. You can't move a rock with your hand, nothing. No, nothing can move you. That situation will not move you. That situation will not defeat you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that the promises of God concerning you is more than enough to revive that which is dead in your life. His promises, His word, hold on to His word. The book of Psalm 119 verse 50 says, for this is my comfort in my affliction that your promise gives me life. In my afflictions, in my pains, in my frustrations, in my disappointment, what do? I go to the word of God. And when I read the word of God, the promises of God, it revives me. It gives me back that joy. It gives me back that life because I know that my Redeemer liveth. Because I know that my God cares for me. Because I know my God is aware of what I'm going through. Because I know my God is my shelter, is my rock, is my salvation. And for that reason, I take comfort in His word. The grace for you to take comfort in the word of God, receive it right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want you to know is that the Lord stretches out his hands against your enemies and destroy them. The book of Psalms, Psalm 138, verse 7, Psalm 138, verse 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. God is stretching out his hands against your enemies and is delivering you in the mighty name of Jesus. You walk in the midst of trouble because we are in a world, a perilous world right now. There are so many challenges all around us. But brothers and sisters, know that as you are walking through, God is with you. He will not allow the fire to burn you. You will not be consumed by the fire in the mighty name of Jesus. You will pass through safely because God is with you. He's surrounding you and he's stretching his hands to keep your enemies away from you. All those known enemies and the unknown enemies, the Lord will deliver you from them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want us to know that our focus must always be on this God. Even as much as we focus on him, then our joy will come. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading from verse 17 to 18, says, for this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Let our focus be on the things that are not seen, on eternal glory, eternal blessing. And as we do so, this God will take us through. No matter what we may be going through, the Bible refers to it as a light and momentary affliction. It is light and it is just for a moment. It is transient. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that situation you are going through right now is transient. It's just for a time. It doesn't determine who you are. It's God that determines who you are. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to his word and see him grant you victory. And you will experience the victory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, I want you to know, as you can see in the book of 2 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, reading from verse 16 to 17. He said, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish them in every good work and word. Brothers and sisters, my word of comfort to you today is that the Lord comforts you. May he establish you for all your good works in the mighty name of Jesus. May the word of God become manifested in your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will terminate every manner of delay and denial of his promises in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will weep no more. If you are going to shed tears at all, it shall be tears of joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is giving you joy, they will never turn to sorrow in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. Maybe you are not sure of your salvation. Because all these promises, the joy I'm talking about, is for those who know him. It's for those who have a relationship with the Almighty God. Do you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? If you are not sure, I'm giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity. And I want you to just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you that we serve all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, let them never depart from you in Jesus' name. For everyone that have had me today, I say, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, the power of God will be manifested in all areas of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.